See, if anyone ever wants to know what it's like to be in a call with me and Cy, if you ever watched like Saturday Night Live, like the skits with Adam Sandler and Chris Farley, where they're like the married couple and Adam Sandler is the bitter old man and Chris Farley is like the really overly like sweet wife who's like, let's go out and eat some SpaghettiOs or something, like whatever the fuck they say. That's just our dynamic. Unfortunate is the Weeb Crew podcast. I'm your host, Moomy.
Hold on. I think I'm going to sneeze.
With me today is my hypoallergenic friend.
Ow, fuck. Ow. Ow.
Why are you in pain?
You know that feeling like when you're about to sneeze, and then like, I feel like whenever I announce that I'm going to sneeze, I then don't sneeze and instead it just hurts. It hurts a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about. That
have you never had that experience of like?
I mean, I've had an experience of it about to sneeze and I don't, but it was never painful.
Really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's like
now I gotta like blow my nose or something though. I think it's just like a pressure thing.
I'm your host, Moomy, who's not congested or about to sneeze
for once. Wow,
for once, yeah.
I feel like I've been hearing you hack and cough for the last several months now.
With me today is my terribly unable to breathe friend, Psyotic.
Really? We're friends? I don't think you've ever called me your friend before.
I said my friend. That doesn't mean we're friends, all right?
Oh. Wait, what? I mean, that makes no fucking sense. What?
Listen.
That makes no sense.
Words are words.
Listen, words don't actually mean anything, all right? If you're listening to this podcast and feel like you understand anything we're saying, you don't, all right?
It's all relative. It's all arbitrary. These are all just noises put together. No one truly
Google
understands.
Gaga, gee. Google gaga.
As you can probably tell, we don't really have a specific subject for this episode. So this is just going to be the random dump episode. Just had that, but this one will probably be better.
I started watching Trinity 7 today. That shit is so fucking bad.
Yeah, I don't know why you started watching that.
Because they're watching it in the Phenom Sage's server.
Why? Why are they watching it in there?
I have no idea. I don't know why it was dominated. It's fucking terrible. It's like,
I could have told
it's
you
so
that.
So bad. I went into this completely blind. I'm like, all right. And then like within like the first 2 or 3 minutes, I'm like, this is the most 2014 anime I've ever seen.
Yeah. Do you like the OP?
It's so... I don't like the OP, and the ED is so annoying.
I don't remember liking the ED. The OP's like, all right. I won't say I like the
soundtrack like in the show, but oh my fucking god. Like the pacing is so and like the it's a harem anime, but like the dynamic and relationship that he has with like, these girls is there's leaves a lot to be desired. Yeah. Also, the show is like very dark visually, and I don't know why.
It's just very muted.
Like, it's this is just sucking the whimsy out of the show and these character like dynamics and the comedy that I guess is supposed to be happening, but I'm not really laughing at all.
No, it's a bad show. I would not.
Yeah. Oh my god, this is directed by Nishi Kiyori. Dog, please, no.
Yeah, I don't. What season did that air?
That was fall 2014. We got to get Roger back on here so we can talk about it.
I do like that. I do like Trinity 7 more than G-Reco.
Oh my god, real? How much? So you gave us like a 2 out of 10.
That's like a 3.
You must really hate G-Reco. Must be fucking terrible.
Listen, G-Reco...
I guess Phenomenal. G-Reco's Tomino, and my experience with Tomino anime has not been positive. Like, I would say
this is the worst Tomino, is better I would say.
Okay, like worse than Idiot and Brain Powered?
those are coherent. I feel like Jireko is incoherent. Brain Powered, at least, like, feels like a semblance of a story. Boring
and I didn't care about anything.
That's true. But at least, like, there is, like, a story that somewhat makes sense going on.
Yeah.
Jireko, I feel like I don't, it's like literally incomprehensible.
Yeah.
It looks fucking phenomenal. 37
does not make much more sense either. Because like at the start of like, you have two choices or whatever. And he's like, I'm going to go with the third choice. And he's like, oh, there's like, oh, the choice is enrolling in magic school. I'm like, are mages like a known thing in this world? How did he know that was a choice? What's going on? Oh, wait, the little fucking book thing talks. When was that a stat? Like things just like happen. I'm like, did I miss something? Are we skipping things? What's going on? God, it's bad.
Yeah, the only thing Jireko really has going for is it looks great.
Okay.
Actually phenomenal. But it is like the wallpaper of Gundam. Like, I wouldn't even say it's necessarily well animated. It is pretty well animated. It's just they utilize still frame so well that it just constantly looks like a fucking great wallpaper for your background.
For context, by the way, Mumi liked Jiquax. So if he's saying that this Jireko is incoherent, it must be bad.
I feel like there are people. So that was an interesting time where I think Jireko was airing alongside.
I thought you were going to say that was an interesting time when Jiquax was airing.
No.
A couple months ago.
I think Jireko was airing alongside or around the same time as Aldnoah Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what it was. Aldnoah Zero started in summer 2014, and it was a split core. And so the second half aired in winter 2015, which overlapped with Jireko's second half. And at the time, I remember people complaining about Jireko. And the thing to say at the time was, go back to Aldnoah Zero. And then it's like, dog, no. Honestly, Aldnoah Zero is better than Aldnoah Zero second season was questionable. This is not good. It is very unfortunate they went downhill that way. But season one is just a ripoff of Gundam. I would say that it's kind of better than
how does it rip off Gundam if it's just part of Gundam?
Aldnoah Zero?
Oh, I thought you were saying Jireko was a ripoff of Gundam.
No, Aldnoah Zero is a ripoff of Gundam.
Okay.
They got the people from the moon and Star Wars. They're all like the fucking high class system. They're trying to take over the Earth.
Yeah.
High class. Their hierarchy system. Whatever the fuck. How the fuck right. to say it? I don't know how we got on this rant. Yeah,
I was telling you about Trinity 7, and then you're like, well, it's not the worst thing that came out that season.
Yeah, it's also better than Terraform Mars and World Trigger.
Okay, I was saying, what else have I seen from the season? And it's like Grisaia, which I also hated, but Grisaia is way more fun than Trinity 7 so far.
Yeah, Grisaia was so bad it was funny.
Yeah, Twin Tales is just neat. That was just a fun show.
We talked about that when they watched it. Why are they watching all these fall 2014 shows? What the fuck?
I have no idea. I have no fucking clue. They just got done watching the second season of Ass Class.
Ass Class was 2015.
Was it?
Yes. That was winter 2015 was the first season.
Oh, goddamn. No, wait. What was this then? Hold on. Did something come out beforehand? Okay, no. Yeah. So that was just like a preview for the season because it came out the next season.
Oh, like an OVA.
What else came out this season? Yeah.
The fall? Fall 2014 is a great season. That's like Mushishi season 2 part 2.
Yeah, Your Lie in April.
Your Lie in April, Shirobako, Parasite, Yukiuna,
Cross Ange,
Garo the Animation, which Garo the Animation is fucking kind of underrated. I think Shingeki no Bahamut aired that same. Yeah. They aired the same season. Everybody jumped on fucking Shingeki no Bahamut's dick. And then Garo kind of got like forgotten about. Garo ended up being the better payoff. The fact Shingeki no Bahamut was just kind of like, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like Garo just like consistently got better to like, there was like a fight in like episode 17, 18 ish where like you have like actual long form storytelling and character development. And it's like, this is a good, this is just a solidly good action show.
What else? Seven Deadly Sins. Now, Parasite. Yeah. Yona. Yeah. Shiro Bako. Oh my God.
Fall 2014 was like one of the better. Seasons.
Yeah. Yuki Yuna. What else? Alice in Borderland, I've not seen. Have you seen Alice in Borderland?
Mm-mm. No, Akatsuki no Yona aired that season.
Did you watch Ronja? That Ghibli TV show?
I watched 2 episodes.
And then you're like, no, thank you.
No, thanks.
Did you like the second season of Yama no Susume?
I did. That was a good season.
Okay.
It's a weird thing because Yama no Susume, like I watched the first original shorts for like the meme of it where it's like, I'm going to watch mountain climbing lollies. And then the second season,
I feel like
aired,
you wouldn't do that as a meme anymore. I feel like we would just be genuinely interested in that.
Yeah. But this is a different time. This is,
this
like,
is 2014. This is over a decade ago.
No. Season one would have been 2013.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is even more. Well, I guess 24.
Like this was literally like the, like when Yama no Susume season one aired was literally the first season I followed more than like one show as it was airing.
Okay.
Cause like the season before that I watched Chunibyo as it was airing. And I was like, look at all this stuff coming out. There's Tamako Market, which is from the same studio that just did Chunibyo and OMG. Mountain Climbing Lollies. So I'm going to check these out. So yeah, I watched that for the meme. It was like, okay, they're 5-minute episodes. There's not a lot you could really do. And then I watched season two and I was like, oh, there's like a half an episode here. This is genuinely kind of cool.
So and it just keeps climbing because didn't you really like season three?
I have not finished.
I know they just keep putting out episodes like more and more Yama no Susume.
I can't remember if season three is the full season or if I think I did watch season three, but I haven't watched the one that's like the full season, like episode season.
Oh, your memory's better than mine.
I think I did watch season three. It's just been I keep putting it off because I didn't watch it while it was airing because like, that was around the time I wasn't watching a lot of seasonals. I watched a decent amount, but like I just didn't get to everything. And I keep meaning to go back to it because I know I'm going to like it.
Oh, yeah, Fall 2014. Fall 2014 also had the Trigger show that everyone forgets is a trick. Actually, just no. Everyone
yeah, the daily, just forgets ba- it. Daily Battles or whatever. Supernatural Daily Battles.
Yeah. Which is such a weird entry in Trigger's catalog. It's such an outlier. Like, it feels like.
Yeah, people.
Like it's not really something you, like. It's like given their reputation now, especially, it's like this isn't something I would really expect from them.
People remember it basically for just the rant. Full minute, like just single take rant where she's like, "I don't understand. You don't tell me." Like that's such. That is a really good performance, honestly. I can see why that would be the one thing that would stand out from the show.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was like, okay. I liked it all right.
Trigger adaptations in general, for better or worse, don't feel like Trigger. Like Dungeon Meshi also was like, I kept forgetting it was a Trigger anime until like the animation would like start doing something specific. And I was like, oh, yeah. This is kind of a good thing because Dungeon Meshi looks great, so it's like it's good they have like they're able to achieve like that kind of variety. It was just funny to watch because I constantly had to like remind myself like what studio was doing this.
Gugure Kokori-san was a funny one, not like super Gugure Kokori-san. So I don't know if you're familiar, like the whole premise of the show is that this girl like somehow gets haunted by Kokori-san, which is like a wolf spirit, which you can do like this little, it's basically kind of like a Ouija board seance thing where you summon Kokori-san and it will answer questions for you. And so the joke is like, Google Kokurisa, like just Google it. In the sense of like, we don't need
is that
you
literally
anymore.
What it's supposed to be? Is this like a tour of rue like situation?
Google literally just means Google it.
That's so funny.
So this is like Google it, Kokurisan.
Google it.
So basically, like he's like, I have no one really needs me anymore because I just Google everything.
And oh then God, I'm Googling the Googler.
He basically gets like summoned by this like, is it Shinatsu? I think China, Ahina. I think it's no, it's Hina. She's named after like the Hina doll. And she's like poor, has no one really looking out for her, has no money, and is like addicted to like ramen cups. And so he's like, oh, I'll raise this girl. And finds a found family, and it's she's classmates with an alien. Like when I say an alien, I mean I literally just mean he's like an ET gray, just in her classroom, and gets arrested by the Men in Black at one point.
Okay,
it was a wacky show. There are a lot of shows that season that are just kind of like these are fun.
These are all right.
I don't know if I'd recommend anyone go back and watch any of these unless you just like.
Everyone should go watch Trinity Seven.
Go watch Trinity Seven.
It's so bad.
Or maybe just go watch Seven.
Go watch the movie about a woman's head in a box or something, or maybe it was like a fucking dead
box?
Baby. What was in the box? What do you think was in the box?
I think it was his wife's head.
You think it was a wife? I was thinking either. Either like his wife's head or like, yeah, the fetus.
I'm pretty sure it's his wife's head.
I feel like wife's because if it was the fetus, because like Brad Pitt doesn't know that his wife is pregnant. So it would just kind of be like really small. And I'm just imagining Morgan Freeman opening up the box and it's just like taking out. It's like it's a big box and it's just like a small little thing in there.
Also, that wouldn't really tell you that your wife is dead. I mean, I would kind of be like, oh, she could be dead.
Yeah.
But she could also, you could just aborted it. I mean, a clothes hanger could accomplish the same thing without murdering your wife.
Honestly, yeah, just throw her down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
There are many ways to abort a child.
So, you know, putting her head in there would accomplish, it's like, oh, look, your wife was pregnant and now she is dead. So your baby is now also dead because I killed your wife. As opposed
I feel like that scene doesn't work though. I feel like that scene doesn't work though, where like Brad Pitt's about like Morgan Freeman's trying to get Brad Pitt to not shoot Kevin Spacey, and I'm just thinking to myself like, no, shoot him. You'll get off. You're a cop. You'll get off. It'll be fine. Like this happens all the time. I don't.
You're a cop. You'll get off.
Just say
he
tried to take your gun.
Like, just shoots him. It's like just immediately
he's like, hey, I shoot him and you get away with it, and it was a lot of fun actually. I think like part of the point is like, oh, prove you're just as much of a monster as he is, and I'm just like, well, yeah, he's a cop.
I mean, to be fair, if he just shoots him, he's not. I don't know if you could really argue that you're a monster for shooting the guy that fucking decapitated your wife.
Yeah, this is not like monster style moral dilemma.
This isn't fucking Batman. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, just fucking shoot. Like, what's that fucking thing? Like, there's like, I'll show you this video later, but it's basically like, it's like this fucking joke video of like Captain America, like just shoots some guy and all the other members of like the Avengers are like, what the fuck? I thought like that was like, I thought you were against that kind of thing. He's like, no, I don't have any. I fucking shot Nazis in World War II. What do you think? Wait, why? Why would I be against killing people?
What do you think I did in the war?
Yeah,
I think I just went around incapacitating everybody. They had machine guns. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
No, you're supposed to like love and peace or something. I don't know. It's the 60s or something.
Listen,
you should
watch
some of those old. You should watch some of those like old like serials of like Captain America and stuff. I feel like those would be fun to watch.
I don't even know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know, yeah, like in like the is it the 30s or the 40s? There was a lot of like superhero like serials, and what a serial basically was is like a short film, like a little like. Thing, but it was part of like an overall series and just play before some other movie basically,
right?
Because this is like before television was really much of a thing, so they would just like have like these like superhero things. That's like some like the earliest like superhero like stuff in theaters, basically. I think it'd just be cool to go watch and be like, man, they can't make anything with Captain America like this anymore, where he's just walking around with a gun and punching people.
Speaking of Captain America, I've always been very confused because, like, I swear when I watched X-Men, or maybe X-Men 2, one of those two, back when I was a kid, I swear there's, like, a scene where they're, like, on a helicopter and Wolverine meets Captain America, or they implied that he's talking, like, to Steve Rogers or something. And I can't actually fucking remember if that was real or if I imagined this. Like, when I imagined that I watched the end of Titanic, when Titanic was, like, multiple VHSs, and the end of Titanic was, like, there was a weird sea creature that was at the bottom of the Titanic, and I had to go fight him.
Okay, we have to address that one first. What the fuck are you talking about?
So, when I was, like, fuck, how old have I been? I've been, like, 7 or 8. We started watching Titanic on VHS, which was like in two parts, like two VHSs for some reason. And I fell asleep during the first one. And when I woke up, I thought we were watching the second one. And it seemed like they were like on a sinking ship and they go to the bottom and there's like a giant like monster.
Are you
thing.
Thinking of the fucking Abyss?
I don't know. I don't know what movie it was. I never figured it out. There's just like a giant monster.
I think you are thinking of the 1989 movie The Abyss, starring Ed Harris. It was directed by James Cameron, so that's probably why you're thinking of it.
I fell asleep during Titanic and woke up to another movie.
We are going to sit down and watch like the ending of The Abyss, I think. I think that's how that movie
ends.
Are
they in like a dining room on a ship or something and there's like a monster down there?
Maybe. I have not seen the movie in probably over 10 years. And even then I just watched it at my aunt and uncle's house because they had like direct TV and like 1,000 channels. I'm just on one of them.
I feel like this is like some like grand conspiracy to fuck with me for like this gone on for 20 years.
This is like your welcome to the NHK moment.
Yeah, because like I fell asleep and I like wake up to this fucking scene and I'm like, oh, this is just, I guess they're at the bottom of the Titanic. That's what wrecked the Titanic, was a giant sea creature in the fucking dining room.
Yeah. Well, were you watching? Wait, so yeah, you just fell asleep and woke up and that's what you saw?
Yeah. And like I'm so young at the time, like it's just. It makes sense, I guess.
This is like me waking up to like a random episode of like Full Metal Alchemist 03 and thinking like Al was a robot.
Sort of, yeah. It's a similar thing. This is the whole like Steve Rogers being in X-Men thing.
Yeah, does Wolverine meet, well, because like who would even like there wouldn't have been like a Captain America at that time is the thing.
No, like I feel like I remember them implying it was like Steve Rogers or something he met on like a helicopter or something.
Oh,
like,
okay.
See, like his dog.
Oh,
tags.
It's part of the. Wait. So Captain America and Wolverine did meet during World War II, I guess part of the Wolverine Origins comic series, but I guess maybe not in like any of the movies.
Yeah, I'm aware they meet up, like that is a whole thing where they were, because Logan's like slowed aging, so like he was around in World War II.
Yeah, and which, so like, that's the best Captain part America. Of that movie. What was that, what, X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yeah, but this would have been X-Men Origins, because this is like 10 years prior to
this would have been like X-Men like 1 or 2 basically,
right. Yeah. Like I swear that was like a thing, like he's like on a helicopter. He sees someone's dog tags or Steve Rogers or something, but I've never actually like looked into it. I don't actually care enough. I care enough to be like, this bothers me and I remember it, but I don't actually care enough to like,
but it's getting you to watch any non-anime movies, like pulling fucking teeth. I'm like your embittered wife being like, sweetie, let's go out to the movies. Take me out for dinner or something. You're like, no, I want to stay home and watch it. And you throw like a fucking like empty bottle at my head. It cracks open. You're like, get in the fucking kitchen and make me fucking dinner, cunt.
See, if anyone ever wants to know what it's like to be in a call with me and Sai, if you ever watched like Saturday Night Live, like the skits with Adam Sandler and Chris Farley, where they're like the married couple and Adam Sandler is the bitter old man and Chris Farley is like the really overly like sweet wife who's like, let's go out and eat champagne, spaghettios or something, like whatever the fuck they say. That's just our dynamic, except it's like, let's watch a movie. And I'm like, 5 years of this bullshit.
Let's see if you can fucking find the thing of like Nagatoro and Senpai married and they just have like a completely loveless marriage. Where the fuck was that image? God damn it.
I want someone to edit Nagatoro and Senpai and like Chris Farley and Adam Sandler.
Someone please draw this for us.
Nagatoro is just Chris Farley. And Senpai just Adam Sandler like, why did I marry you?
Oh yeah, here we go. Oh fuck. Oh, this is gonna take forever for me to fucking pull this up because my fucking internet is so fucking slow.
Your what internet the fuck? Is slow.
Yeah, well,
let me tell you about slow internet.
Yeah, here we go. This is like a horribly low quality image, but I'll just send this to you in the fucking Discord channel real quick and you can get a good laugh out of it.
Senpai, sorry,
why? I'm sorry, I miscarried again. The doctor said my body isn't broken or anything. It's like gachapon. Sometimes you just get unlucky and a stinker pops.
Oh my god.
I miss it. You smiled. You could try again. Don't you want to do lewd stuff like the old times? It would be nice to be touched again. Miss when you smile. Like, why the fuck would you make this? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm glad that someone on 4chan made this. I don't know why.
You just know it's fucking 4chan. Yeah,
well, I mean, you can tell it is by the screenshot. I mean, it's obvious.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but even without it, you would venture to guess and it would be a very safe guess.
Here we go. Here's another one you'll like. What? This is like, I'm done with you being bullied. You fucking bullying me, all right? Goodbye. I'm not speaking to you anymore. It's her crying.
Why does she look like... She looks
that
like...
fucking, like, fire punch thing?
No, not that face. I'm talking about the third panel. She looks like a Noodle from the Gorillas.
Those fucking proportions.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. What even? I've been up to some things lately.
Oh yeah. What have you been up to?
I've been fucking with ChatGPT.
Oh, don't no, God, fuck, we're gonna get canceled now. Fuck.
Listen, I'm trying to get it to where it'll recommend anime because if there's one thing, one good that should come out of AI.
It's not. It's just going to invent anime.
Listen, I was able to make it where it stopped inventing anime.
Oh, okay.
That or maybe just ChatGPT-5 just made it where it stopped inventing anime.
Is a little bit better now.
It did recommend me Oregon, the 1996 movie that is not an anime at one point. but
it is an actual movie.
It did exist. There have been things that it's recommended. I'm like, that doesn't sound real. Oh, no, I guess that's real. I guess that's a thing. But ChatGPT fucking sucks still. No surprise to anybody.
Okay.
Like I went through.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. The Weeb Crew podcast does not endorse. Honestly, ChatGPT even sucks for fucking making podcast timestamps. It doesn't do it right.
Doesn't do anything right. It just makes shit up. You can't fucking keep track of fucking anything. It's literally useless.
And it knows, and it's good at bullshitting, but if you're able to call it out on its bullshit, it's fucking useless.
Yeah, half of my discussions of like trying to get it to recommend me stuff is me berating it for getting things like basic information wrong.
And it'd be like, basic information.
Basically wrong. Just being like that Nagatoro fucking comic was like, no, I'm sorry, please come back. I'll get it right this time. I'm like, why did you just fucking make this up, you stupid bitch? No, I'm sorry. Please, I'll do better this time. You didn't even look at the list. I was like, what is my favorite anime? It's Cowboy Bebop. You didn't even look at the list.
It's fucking look. I have a fucking ordered favorites list right there.
I exported it into a file for you.
I literally just told you 30 seconds ago, three messages up, my favorite anime is Evangelion, and you still got it wrong.
There's one exchange where I was like, generate my top 10 shows from a decade or something using the scores I exported or something. It just like literally just made it up. And I'm like, yeah. You didn't even look at the list. Why did you make it up?
It's
like,
did you even process the file I sent you?
It was like, okay, I'll fix it. This time I'll generate the list and I will look through it and make sure I do this. I'm like, why didn't you just do that the first time when I fucking told you to do it the first time? Why are you doing this?
Is that just taking out like your fucking like abusive anger out on fucking ChatGPT? You're the reason they're gonna fucking like extinguish us, all right? I'm nice to ChatGPT. I say please and thank you.
I was like correcting my scores. I'm like, this is a 7, this is a 7, and this is a 7. It's like, okay, here you go. These are all the correct scores. 9 out of 10, Future Boy Conan. Like typing in all caps. Conan is a 7. Look at my fucking list. God damn it.
This is losing your mind.
And it's like, sorry, here's the corrected list. And it puts Ashino Joe in this, Ashino Joe 2 in the 70s. I'm just like, look at my list.
Who's the fucking ChatGPT guy? Is it Sam Altman? Yeah.
Probably something like that.
Can we get him on the podcast and just be like, okay, listen. It's cool what you're doing. I respect it. You need to fucking fix this shit, though. It's not fucking unacceptable.
The one thing you should be able to do is draw from a large data set and then recommend me anime. And you can't even do that.
In theory, this is the most basic thing imaginable.
I try every tool I can to try and find new anime and recommendations. All right.
Yeah.
I've gone through Google and I've just listed random anime and been like, okay, here's a vibe. What else can you give me? And then like, I find like a list that has like three of those anime on it. And I'm like, oh, look, I haven't heard of this one. And it's alongside these other three. There you go. So I will try anything to find new anime. I will try ChatGPT. It is a fucking failure, but I've tried it.
We have given it a good, honest try, AI bros, and it has been found lacking. We've been left wanting. Also, look at this funny picture of Sam Altman that's just on Wikipedia.
That looks AI generated.
Actually, it turns out Sam Altman is just AI generated.
I mean, that is entirely. I feel like that's just like an actual fucking conspiracy theory that Sam Altman does not exist and he is just AI generated as like a figurehead.
You know what? That's like a good. I mean, I feel like that's like already been done as like a sci-fi concept.
I thought you were saying it's like a psyop.
Psyop. Yeah, no, the CIA has already done. I'm the CIA getting lazy with their psyops. We're asking the critical questions here on Anime Podcast The Weeb Crew.
All right. Just for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I am going to ask ChatGPT, using all the information given to you so far, which is a lot. I gave it a lot of information.
Yeah, you have literally scraped the internet.
Generate me 5 anime recommendations.
Which is funny, because like, it can do a good, like, fucking... Didn't you ask it to do, like, a fucking Trash Taste parody? Like, no, Trash Taste, like, shitting on us or something?
Like, yeah, it did roast us pretty good. That was actually, like...
Yeah.
The best thing it's ever done was roast our channel. give me 5 anime recommendations I haven't seen. All right. Let's see what it does. We'll see what it cooks up.
All right.
My computer might be slow because I don't have. All right,
using deep dive. Explain your internet situation real quick.
No, okay. Here, it's got it.
Oh, is it here? Okay.
It's just kind of slow. Blue Comet SPT Lasner, 1985 Sunrise. Why I would recommend it? It's Ryusuke Takahashi's Cold War paranoia wrapped in mecha. Starts as a high school plus alien infiltration, collapses into occupation slash resistance. Connects directly to your love of Autumn's 0080 and allegorical war stories. All right.
Okay. All right. All right. That's a
Galactic
good start.
Drifter Vifilm. Is this all just going to be... Oh, no. Why You Might Like It. Kids stranded in space surviving World Masterpiece Theater style, but with mecha. Sits at the crossroads of your Anne slash Conan humanism war in the pocket tragedy. All right. Box of Goblins.
Okay.
Kyogoku mystery, allegorical and surreal, dialogue heavy but visually eccentric, tonally between Mononoke and Aoi Bangoku. You consistently reward dense allegory when the execution lands.
Okay.
Fantastic Children. I have seen this.
Oh.
And then Windy Tales. I've also seen this.
Oh, so we got like two, three, four.
Got three.
Batting. I mean,
if I hadn't seen Windy Tales of Fantastic grade. Children, it would be okay. They'd be good recommendations, but I specifically asked for things I hadn't seen. Let me just, you fucking loser.
Now you're just going to take the two things that got wrong and just to use that to fucking lambast it.
Yes. Yeah, you have to correct it, all right? It doesn't respond to just like pointing it out. You have to use a stick and beat the fuck out of it.
Correction is needed.
It's analyzing and thinking about it. It's thinking about what it did. That's how you know it's a good... but yeah, this is... I was trying to do this today while I was making this list for the group watch, actually, which is a more...
Oh, yeah, shill the group watch.
Yeah, we can shill the group watch. Where anybody that has not been around the server, which is going to probably be most people that are around anymore since we began. When we started the server, we used to do group watches every Saturday or just random things. I think we talked about like Kenny and shit.
Yeah, we talk about this on the podcast on occasion. Yeah.
But it's we haven't done it in a while. And then what we have watched on Saturday is usually just like a movie or something.
Yeah.
But we're bringing it back. We're gonna group watch random OVAs and movies and shit.
Pseudo random, like where you're like pre-selecting them still, whereas I will
sometimes
I have a randomizer that I have coded and
we do both.
Just yeah
we just it's a random selection. You randomly also select the things, as in the methodology in which we use to select the shows is also random. It will some weeks it'll be randomized on a randomizer, some weeks I just select it, some weeks something
I
just
select
comes
it.
Out
yeah
it's all random. It's all fine.
All random.
It's ChatGPT is apologizing profusely.
Is it? Oh, okay. It's like prostrating itself.
It's prostrating itself. I'm closing the window. It can think about what it's done.
as you're waiting for that, tell me what you think about this image.
I just said
me a fucking new Musume girl with a long tongue.
Damn.
I don't know why this has become like a fucking like joke recently. There's so many of these. Help.
I approve. It is kind of funny.
Here, what about this one?
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's more reliable to just watch everything and find recommendations that way than to just take recommendations.
You like that?
On a video?
Yeah, I just play the video.
Why is it doing a lick-a-tongue thing and licking the camera?
Yeah, well, she's licking you, all right? Do you not want to be licked by a cute horse girl?
No.
Oh, I guess I'm just built different then.
Listen, I'm strongly prejudiced specifically against horse girls.
Oh, well, you liked Umamusume, though. You like Cinderella Gray.
Yeah. Kind of like how I like going to the zoo, you know?
you know, we used to have a person in the Bronx Zoo in like the 20th century.
It's had a person. They're just hanging out. Yeah.
No, they were like kidnapped from Africa.
Oh, yeah.
And then they wanted to go back to Africa, but they couldn't because of either, I think it was World War One, and that made them really depressed and they killed themselves.
Mm. Yeah, I remember. I was there.
I told this to some coworkers once while we were eating lunch, and they're like, why? Why didn't, now we're just depressed? Why did you tell us this?
Why are they depressed? It's interesting.
It's interesting.
That's history. The guy's been dead for like 100 years.
This is an educational podcast.
Educational podcast. Nova used to get depressed over history. All of history is depressing. Yeah,
you know, listen, he's already dead, all right? There's nothing we can do about it.
On a base level, history is just depressing. Everyone that you hear about is dead. All their hopes and dreams gone with the wind, with their ashes in the ground because they are all dead.
Someone clip that and like set it to like a fucking Midwestern emo guitar.
Why?
Use that as your fucking like spoken word intro.
I don't know. We could bitch about that fucking video. Not even just
which
that video.
Which one? There's been like so many terrible videos.
That one that was like doing the fucking old good new old bad
good
thing.
New bad. Yeah.
I won't fucking like single out the video because it's just like the video itself was not uniquely terrible. It was just terrible in all the same ways that every fucking video of people.
It's symptomatic of a broader trend.
Right. It's just bad.
Bad.
Like people just fucking form these narratives in their head. My brother actually was talking to me earlier while we were eating. Mm-hmm. He's like,
okay,
why does everyone say Lane is underrated? It's like one of the most fucking highly rated shows of all time.
And it really must be a genetic thing with your family, huh? You really are my younger brother. Like you hug him. You're like, I love you so much. Like you have not even like made eye contact with me in like the last 15 years.
I'm so proud of you.
So proud. Like a tear like runs down your cheek.
Yeah, we're genetically predisposed to cutting through and seeing through the bullshit. It is fucking. I told him, I was like, fucking. Anime discourse has not evolved in like 25
years. Oh, you just started like
ranting
at like the dinner table?
Yes. I was like, it has not evolved in like 25 fucking years.
It really
years.
Has
All
not.
Right.
Fucking, I literally just saw a fucking video about talking about how Sword Art Online is bad. Jeff just put out a video talking about how like how to fix Isekai or whatever. And it's like, what year is that? What year are we in right now?
Time is a flat circle. The more
the
things change,
circle.
The more they stay the same. It's maybe just flat.
Yeah, it really is flat. Frustrating. And then people will bitch and complain about like, oh, anime is like, oh, we need to protect like the Japanese-ness of anime. And they have no idea what that even means because they've never like bothered to like research into like the Japanese like cultural influences anime beyond like. Fucking sailor like uniforms and cherry blossom trees.
It's funny you mentioned that because we were watching that fucking Tim Rogers video about Tokimeki Memorial and like critiquing it while we were watching it. And there's that part that you were talking about that he fucking is just like, back in the 80s, it was uniquely Japanese. But Tokimeki Memorial's character designs are much more emblematic of like a globalized beauty standard, like Sailor Moon or something.
No, he was saying the opposite. He was saying that from the 80s going into the 90s, and the 90s, like pop idols started to become like more globalized in terms of their aesthetics. And the character designs of Tokimeki Memorial are like reminiscent of like the more Japanese, like 80s pop idols. And it's like, that's an interesting observation.
Where are your sources?
That. Oh, you're not going to develop that. You're just going to move on. Okay. We're done with that. Okay.
Yeah.
God, I fucking hated that video. It's so fucking annoying. I don't fucking get the fucking Tim Rogers glaze. It's so fucking stupid.
I can't say I get it either. I will say I like his content more than some of the other content that is similar to his.
Like,
I don't like it that much.
I was talking to someone else and they were like, I don't know who's been selling this to you, but like the appeal of Tim Rogers is like, his funny prose and like the like anecdotes and tangents he'll get on, not his like analytical ability. And I'm just like, Then why even have that stuff in the video then? Like, why even try to present any kind of fucking analysis if it's just going to be like lukewarm and surface level and poorly researched? If possibly not even researched at all because he doesn't fucking cite his sources.
He researches stuff. It's just not researched in the same way as we would research it, where you're expanding on right. the points you're making.
Well, someone was like, well,
he's like researching stuff that came out in the same era for like context, historical context or something.
Yeah, well, like someone said, like, well, for his like Cyberpunk 2077 video, he just played like a bunch of games that could even vaguely be considered cyberpunk. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, I guess, but that's how is that any fucking better than like that fucking video of the guy being like, I watched like every shonen anime, like that doesn't like consuming a bunch of stuff doesn't inherently confer like any like sort of deeper knowledge into that subject matter just by doing so.
Okay, as like, someone has seen a lot and does can like analyze and kind of present analytical framing from that perspective, I can understand to some degree. But the problem is he is not grounding it in anything.
No.
So like if you were going to make a specific like the benefit of having a wide berth of experience in like the cyberpunk genre or something is you can then point to trends and then specifically point them out as like this lineage, like, okay, from this to this to this, they've evolved in this way. And so deconstructing Cyberpunk 77, how it handles this thing differently from that. It's kind of like with Modica, right? When I talk about Modica,
sure.
I can talk about general broad stroke trends. And then I will talk specifically to like, things, entries in the genre that are emblematic of those trends, right? Like a Doremi or Nanoha or Sailor Moon or something. You have to have something grounded as like a benchmark. But
are you taking 6 hours to do that?
Oh, hell no. I can take thing. 60 minutes to do that. But no, like that, you have to do, like, if you're going to do it that way, you have to have it grounded in something.
Yeah.
Or else it's just like, rambling, and then you're just like, trust me, bro. I was like, trust you. Like, yeah, what are you basing this on? Like, if you at least like point out like this, and this did that thing, and that's why I'm like comparing it to that. It's like, oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, and then like I even like the production of his videos. I'm just like, it's like he's just talking in front of a green screen, which is fine, but I'm not gonna act like it's like the most. Even his fucking like his fucking like chroma keying is not the greatest. Like fucking look at this. And it's like, again, for like the level of glaze that he fucking gets for his videos, I'm like, this is the production quality we're on? Really? He can't even fucking like fix that in post? He says he has like 19 audio tracks of a fucking Tokimeki video somehow. It's like, what are you doing?
I can safely say that I am not a Tim Rogers hater. I feel like you might be a little bit. I think it's fine.
A little bit. I mean, no, I think he fucking just needs to stay in his fucking lane and knows what his strengths are. Like he fucking did like an 11-hour LA Noire video, which I think is like there's no analysis there. It's just like a story he's telling, basically. It's just a complete work of fiction or something. And it's like, okay, yeah, do that then. But if you're like, if you're going to like start analyzing stuff and breaking things down and looking at things from a cultural lens, it's like, be better. I don't know what else to say.
The problem is like he has like these interesting ideas, but doesn't really like expand on them or like think through them super well for the video.
No, he has like he talks briefly about like the UI interactivity in the game and how impressive it is. And how it kind of relates to like the gamification and like interactivity of like actually going to high school, because it's basically just a spreadsheet, but with like better, like an interesting UI slapped over it. And it's like, that's interesting. Talk about that. Oh, we're moving on. Okay.
Moving on. Yeah. I mean, the stuff he was talking about
character designs.
Well, stuff he was talking about with like, was it Shiori? Is that her name? Being kind of like an unattainable ideal and kind of not intended to like anyone, no one's really intended to get with Shiori, and to do so is like basically stripping yourself of your humanity.
But it also feels like he's just basing that on like personal anecdotes. And it's like, this game came out in 1994. the internet existed. You can find stuff that's been archived either like through the Wayback Machine or through Google's archive of Usenet. You can find people talking about the game in a contemporary context when it came out.
But I can appreciate at least like that perspective, because like I can see where he's coming from, because he illustrates that point enough where it's like sure, they make it really hard idea there. And so like the idea that like I would go in Romance Shiori is like me having to actively go out of my way to go against what normal people would generally choose, where the idea of like someone naturally and organically choosing all these options the first time seems impossible to me, but potentially it could have happened. Like, I think that's that aspect is fine. And he gives like starts kind of getting into
there's an interesting argument there in terms of like how it conditions the player to act, the kinds of choices that you make, the way that you're like relating to and engaging with the game. He makes interesting observations, but is not really able to like put them into any sort of like clear framework or thesis statement.
That's where I would say he should be doing more like outside research to kind of maybe like piece his thoughts together a bit more, where you can coherently kind of bring them into like a satisfying conclusion.
Yeah,
because he kind of just makes these observations, and I don't know if it's like intentional where he's like, oh, I want you to piece this together yourself, but it just kind of comes off as like incoherent. No, I mean,
clearly not, because also like he's not approaching the game as being generally accessible to his audience either, because at the time,
I don't mean necessarily that part.
Still,
I mean, like,
now it's not translate
the stuff that he's saying, like I don't know if it's intentional that he wants you to pick up on these sort of like clues that he spatters through and then draw those pieces together yourself in your head, and then maybe like think on it and expand on it on your own. I feel like that's probably not what's happening, because it feels like
giving him too much benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I feel like that would be too complicated. I don't think I would be able to do shit like that if I were like actively trying to, given, let alone a 7-hour video where he's just kind of like rambling.
Maybe
about
just
shit.
Present your ideas, and then your ideas will inspire ideas in others.
I don't know. It's
I know.
I have more respect for his content than like some other content that is similarly like, I won't say egotistical or neurotic or like
rambly
that way.
Or like self-indulgent, very personal.
Because like at least like,
Trixie.
Yeah, at least he has like industry experience. So like some of the observations he makes from that perspective is like inherently more interesting or like informed, I guess.
But even like looking at some of his contemporaries, like a Nick Robinson and the kind of stuff Nick Robinson is doing, it's like, that's, to me, that's also just way more interesting and feels way more gonzo in a way that I feel like Tim Rogers is trying to do, but isn't able to, or just can't commit. I don't know, but it's like,
he doesn't even have the nose.
What?
Yeah, if he's trying to be like gonzo, he doesn't even have like the nose going.
He doesn't have the nose, no.
Looks nothing like gonzo. Since I don't,
like the best I could say is like his videos are easy to fall asleep to, because which is fine. You know, I fall asleep to, like, I mean, granted, there are video essays that I will watch first and then put them on to fall asleep to, because they're just long videos. So they'll just be around until I fall asleep. But even still, like a lot of those videos that I watch, I will watch as regular videos and still be really impressed with them. So it's faint praise.
Faint.
If anything, a backhanded compliment, maybe.
Oh, it sucks, because it's like, I don't want to be like that kind of person that's like, oh, content should be more appealing to me.
No, like, sure. I get it. He has his audience. He has his market.
Not even just like Tim Rogers, just like in a general sense. Like,
sure.
I don't want to like impress that, like, I think that content should be made a specific way. I think it's more of a problem that like there's just zero content that appeals to like what I want out of content.
Well, I'm not someone that's very interested in like a lot of like a lot of the YouTube that I watch is very like informative, and I'm learning something from it, which sounds very pretentious, but I think that casts a very wide umbrella at the end of the day. I'm not necessarily interested in like blog content, which is kind of just how Tim Rogers stuff comes across. Like that's not the kind of thing that I'm interested in. That's not what I watch. So I don't watch
I'm very interested in like critical analysis stuff.
Sure.
So like I appreciate stuff that is critical and like doing like a interesting kind of broad stroke analysis of various things, not just like anime, not just video game, like not just media, but like fucking whatever, right? Like, so when it comes to anime specifically, the only stuff that is quote unquote like critical and like analysis, whatever, is like really basic reviews.
Yeah, there isn't really like a good like equivalent for like quote like what would be an equivalent for like science communication when it comes to like anime and manga, even video games too. Well, there's a little bit more there for video games.
You get at least like informative content in the sense of historical perspectives.
Right.
Steve obviously puts out good stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out. Get that weed crew bump. There's that other channel that does interest. Okay, KYDB is starting putting stuff out that's interesting in that same kind of vein.
More consistently, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look them up because there's a channel that's done that for like years.
Oh, I know what channel you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the videos are very short.
They're short. They're informative. They're interesting. So there's like it's not that this like the historical context doesn't exist. The problem is that like no one is utilizing that to then make more interesting critiques or like analytical content in a way sort of similar to like Joe's content or a Pause and Select or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you kind of like that sort of content is never going to be like all encompassing. Like the idea of like there being an all encompassing video on a subject is a fucking like fool's
errand. No. Yeah. It's kind of, that's absurd.
But like people, the thing I've always wanted out of like content is the like different perspectives essentially where like basically you, kind of like what our stuff is, where it's like I might just share like aspects I pull from a show and be like, hey, I noticed all these things, like Zom 100 parallels to Isekai or whatever, or more recently the fucking Apocalypse Hotel Tanuki immigration stuff. None of those are supposed to be by any means like all-encompassing critique of like an entire show in some like epic 5-hour long pilgrimage of explaining every detail, every shot of the show, right? Like I think that that's just like impossible. Like even people that do that, there are then going to be people that point out like, hey, you missed this X, Y, and Z or whatever. But like I find in value in people sharing those different perspectives and being able to build from like other people doing that. And there's just not a lot of people trying for that, which is very unfortunate. There's not like a lot, like a lot of the, again, quote unquote, critical content is like, so I watched Solo Leveling and while the animation was, you know, pretty top tier at times with being a Sakuga fest, the writing was very mid. And it's just like, who fucking cares? I don't want your fucking opinion. Like I'll watch the show myself if I want to figure it out. What I want out of content is like your perspective in the sense of like what are you getting out of it, how you're viewing
it. Who are
it.
You? Where do you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? How does that inform your perspective? Like when we were like before the episode started, you can listen to this on Patreon. We were talking about like Rudy Rocks. And I was talking about like how like some stuff in Rotodox relates to like both my own like interests and then also like my own personal experiences. That's interesting. That's something. I mean, it's not something I'm terribly interested in, but I think it's something you're probably more interested in, right?
This V That TV is the channel I was talking about.
Hooray! Yeah, go check some of that. That's a good channel.
Yeah, they do interesting stuff like the Evangelion mobile phone, fucking selling shoujo to the new millennium. The anime deleting virus, which is about a virus that installed itself on your computer when you tried pirating software. I think it was like deleted shit and like had anime character be like, ah, we deleted your shit or whatever. Yeah, some interesting like content, like historical stuff that's related to anime.
Yeah. Just like little bits and pieces.
Yeah. But yeah, there's not a lot of like interesting content that's like really getting deep into like even like broader
interesting
narratives
in interesting and well made is the thing, because it'll be like, because again, I think that's like sometimes something like Trixie will do, but then all her videos fucking suck, so it's like
I don't even think she does that anymore.
I don't think she does anything anymore.
Hot take, I don't think she's ever produced anything of any interest ever that wasn't just compiled other people's opinions into like another video.
I think the one video I that comes to mind, and it's the first video I'd ever seen of her on her After Dark channel when that was still a thing, was JonTron season 3 misses the point of YouTube, and I was like, oh, this person has interesting perspective on YouTube content. I've never really seen anyone talk about like YouTube content critically like this before. And that's the only video I've ever really thought anything like that. Whenever she fucking talks about anime, I'm just like, oh god, I fucking have like conniptions.
Have a fucking stroke.
Yeah. That's how I feel watching Lucky Star.
It's just, I don't know, there's an unfortunate gap, and I don't know how it could be potentially filled. It doesn't seem like there's much of a market for it.
No. Well, I mean, this is just our doomerism at this point,
I guess.
Like, I don't know. I've talked about that at length, and I don't want to fucking like bog down this episode and just being fucking negative like that.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it'd just be better just to fucking make like retro, not even retro, like just general recommendation content. Like, hey, you missed this thing. You should check this out.
Or you could kill yourself.